Let's go now live to the head coach of the University of Tennessee, who's been making the rounds on the caravan across the region. It is the rubber chicken season, and Butch Jones joins us now on the show. Coach, first of all, welcome back to the program. Always good to hear your voice. Thanks for spending a few with us today.
Well, I appreciate it, and as always, always great to talk to you in the afternoons, and have looked forward to this.
Hey, Coach, first things first, I'm a graduate of University of Tennessee back in 1990 and have been around these parts for many a year. And the first thing I want to say to you is well played. I mean, if this was baseball right now, Coach, we'd be in the sixth inning, and you would be serving up a perfect game thus far. I mean, you have been pitch perfect. Well played, sir.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, everything has been obviously very genuine, and it's all about building a program. And, you know, there's so many things that go into building a program and laying the foundation, the expectations, you know, your style of play. And, you know, obviously this is a tremendous place to sell, and we do. We have a lot of work to do, and obviously, you know, this fall is right around the corner, but, you know, I talk about it each and every day. We have to be a better football program minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, and month by month. And, you know, that's, you know, what we're working towards. And we took a kind of a 2-day break in spring recruiting, and we kind of recalibrated, so to speak, came back and have spent, you know, around the clock, the last 48 hours of gathering our thoughts, and then our coaches will hit it again to finish strong for the last couple weeks of spring recruiting, and then obviously into June in camps, and then I won't be long, and August camp will be here.
You know, it seems like a lot of things are up for grabs right now in the NCAA, and coaches have talked in the past in football about maybe an early signing period. Where would you fall on that if someone were to ask you if you were in favor of an early signing period for football?
Well, I am, but I think, you know, in order to have the early signing period in the fall, I think there's a number of things that have to happen along with that. And obviously, everyone's very well aware of the recruiting world that we live in and the world of acceleration, and everything is expedited, so to speak. But, you know, it would be nice that when a young man does commit, that commitment does mean something. And but also I think that, and I know Dan Mullen has brought it up, but the way recruiting is I do think we need a dead period in the month of July. And I really believe that is, you know, it's becoming a 24/7 recruiting business. And I think, you know, there is some merit to having 2 weeks in July that's a dead period that, you know, no prospective student athlete or anything can come on campus, and I think that's healthy, because I think, you know, overall what gets lost a lot of times is the overall development of your current team, because the recruiting is obviously around the clock. But you know, I would like to see that, and I think that would lend itself to go hand in hand with the early signing date, because all you do is, if you have an early signing date but you don't add any dead periods, now everything is accelerated through the entire months in the summer. And, you know, I just don't think that's very healthy.
When you start looking at recruiting, are you concerned just at how this cycle never ends, as you were talking about? I mean, you talk about a 2-week break. It seems like nobody ever gets a break. And then, on the other side, when you start looking at what this Tennessee job has been so far, are you surprised by the fan response and the amount of coverage that goes along with recruiting at this level?
Well, I think you said it first. It is never-ending, you know, and there hasn't been since walking in the doors December 7th and then obviously solidifying this recruiting class and moving on. I have not had one off day in terms of a weekend. And I think that's the magnitude of where we're at in the recruiting business, and it is what it is. But there is a lot to do with that. Am I surprised? No, we have a great, passionate fan base. They do a great job. They're helping us in many ways, and they want to know in the know. And our fan base, you know, even as much passionate and passion that they bring each and every day, they're very well educated, and obviously, you know, they pay close attention to the recruiting process. So I have not been surprised one bit. You know, I think every day you're reminded of the magnitude and the importance that comes along that's associated with the Tennessee football program.
You know, it's so interesting to look at the fervor and the passion, and I understand the accounts of your stop down in Memphis last week. I mean, these folks are eating you up right now. They are loving you right now. This reaction from the fan base, has it caught you off guard, the amount of love you're being shown and just the overall feelings going forward toward you?
Well, we haven't lost a game yet, so we're still
That's
undefeated.
Right.
But, you know, I take it in stride. We always say praise and blame, it's all the same. But you know what? I love our fans, and it's an honor and a privilege, but I also understand the responsibility that comes along with being the head football coach at the best college football program in the country at the University of Tennessee. And I can tell you this, is that I am going to give them everything that I have. I'm going to give them my all each and every day. And I think they need to understand, though, that we do have a lot of work to do. But we're working on it each and every day, and we're going to get it right, but it's going to take some time. But you know what? I love getting out with our fans. I love meeting them. I think it's important that they get to know me for who I am, our staff for who we are, and they understand that we understand all the work that has to be done. And I know we live in an instant gratification society, but they're going to need to show a little bit of patience. I know that's hard to do, but knowing that we're going to get it right. And, you know, we're working on building a national championship caliber program, but those things don't occur overnight. But I've been very encouraged by what I've seen. I've been encouraged by our players. You know, we're on a break right now, and some of our players have stayed over for the mini-term break, but the building's filled with our players walking the hallways, and, you know, that's always great to see.
Is there a chance one of those kids at quarterback could come in the summer and win that job? Is your system that simple, Coach?
Well, I don't know. You know, we like to speak of it in terms of it's quarterback friendly, and you base your, can you get a true freshman ready to play in your system? But the learning curve is so difficult. The speed of the game is difficult. You know, everything is accelerated. You know, the speed level. The intensity of the meetings, the intensity of the lifting schedule, and then, you know, a full academic workload as well. And every individual reacts differently. You know, some individuals, it's like raising your own kids. They develop differently. But, you know, the quarterback position is no different than any other position in our football program is. You know, all a depth chart is where you line up the first day, and then you have to earn the right to play for Tennessee.
Hey, Coach, on the way out here, what kind of bump have you guys seen on the recruiting trail from the fact that you signed Fisher, who was the number one draft choice overall in the NFL draft? Obviously, that's a little arrow for your quiver that you can fire in these recruiting wars. You need every one of those in the Southeastern Conference.
Well, you know what? It has helped. And, you know, obviously, I think it's a great illustration to our fan base, too, about, you know, we talk about following the recruiting wars and the recruiting cycle and the recruiting season, but that young man was a 48th ranked player, not in the country, but the state of Michigan. And he's walking across center stage in New York City as the number one pick in the National Football League draft. And it's all about how you develop your players, and it's all about finding players that have the intangibles and the you know, the ability to mature and grow and develop, and he's done that, and we're very proud of him. But that has helped. I think it's helped with our current team as well. And then I think the number of individuals who, from our other two stops, that are going to make National Football League rosters, I think that helps as well.
And you develop guys at Cincinnati, a lot of guys who are quote-unquote three-star guys, and it seems to me from watching the way you're recruiting, you're more of a film guy and not so much what the recruiting experts are telling you type of person.
Well, you're exactly right. There's so much that goes into the recruitment of a young man, and it's finding the right fit for your program. And it's not letting anyone else evaluate them for you. Are they a fit? And I think so much when we talk about the world of acceleration and recruiting, everything is also about the character of the young man, their mental makeup, their family background, their drive to be the best at what they do, their competitive edge, you know, trying to find out what makes them different. So that is as much important as just the skill set on the football field. You know, do they have a passion to get a college education? Do they have the functional intelligence to take the classroom to the field? You know, you have to be an extremely intelligent player to play football, and so many things that are happening at once. So there's a lot that goes into it. Obviously, the film study's big, but it's all the other things, too, that are critical in deciding if they're a great fit for your football family.
Hey, Butch, no pressure, but we're going to the eighth, and you're throwing a perfect game. But I hope you have a great rest of the summer, and your stops with Tennessee fans continue to go well, and you guys continue to knock it out on the recruiting trail. Thank you for joining us.
Well, I appreciate it, and obviously you guys are the best and appreciate all you do for Tennessee football. And go Vols, and have a good rest of the week.
The great Butch Jones, we thank you, my friend. Bow your head when you say that name, and the same back to him as well.